You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
New season.
Number 8, baby.
This is it. 8 and feeling great.
A shortened season. Maybe we'll bang out 3 total podcasts all this year.
Gonna be unbelievable. Welcome to the season preview, episode 1 of season 8 of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynolds. How you doing, buddy?
In a panic attack to finish my Christmas shopping.
You and I both started today. Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Online-ish.
Yep.
And as you would expect, not a good thing.
No.
So.
But yeah, and it's easy to be mad at, Canada Post and... But I mean, they were shitty before the pandemic. So now, like, what do we expect?
You know, my girlfriend for the last 2.5 weeks has been like, when are you going to do your shopping? And I'm like, can you just relax and leave me alone? I got this.
Yeah.
All right. Don't worry about it.
My grown goddamn man. Do you think about my first Christmas?
And the thing is, almost every year I do leave my shopping to the last minute.
Me
but
too.
This is not like every year.
No.
And it's not working out. So
this is actually my problems with the shopping actually go... They have a Raptors connection.
Hmm.
I bought my two little cousins little Raptors stuffed plush toys.
Perfect.
I also bought myself one. so I got one.
That's good.
But I ordered it weeks. This is the one thing I did because they were on sale, and I'm subscribed to Real Sports, their deals or whatever. So yep. I was like, yeah, okay, easy. $15, a plush animal, down from 40 some fucking crazy
Beautiful.
Price. I was like, let's do it. Jumped on it early. They shipped it out real good, but then Canada Post. So in my building, we actually have a Canada Post drop box. So there's literally no excuse. There's even if you miss the, you don't even have to buzz into my building. Just put it in the fucking box, and we're good. They did not do that. They left a slip and just wrote Nicholas. They didn't write my last name. They just said Nicholas, your fucking package. And so it's not in the drop box. We also have a Penguin pickup. Down
right
the street.
Next door.
Right next door. Like, mm-hmm. 10 steps away.
Yep.
Didn't go there.
Mm.
Went to Dundas and Ronsonsvale in an office supply store. Whatever. But I'm not happy with the Canada Post. That's where...
Man. They've been pretty good. I use them a lot for work, and they've actually... I'm okay with Canada Post. I've heard horror stories, but they've been okay. I won't shit on them.
I would have lost my mind, but I went for a long walk. Like
That's
nice. Nice 45-minute walk and got my plush toys.
See, they did it for you.
Thank you. Yeah.
That was their gift to you.
Shout out to Real Sports Apparel.
Oh, I was saying shout out to Canada Post.
Absolutely not. Okay. I'm not going that far. I am not shouting out Canada Post.
All right.
God bless you for working in a pandemic and... And that's as far as I'm going with that.
Get your sixes. Come get your sixes. We got a six from here. Six over there. Six from the six.
Here's Drake royalty money.
There you are, buddy. He's got a clothing line coming out with Nike. His own.
Amazing.
Called Nocta.
Nocta?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like nocturnal.
Nocturnal.
Because, Canada's dark and he makes nighttime music.
I thought it was going to be Prima Nocta. Where that's when back in the day when the king got to bang all the brides.
I did not know what
this is. And it was so then the thought was then he would be there'd be a lot more royal blood
in
the country, right? I think in reality the guy just wanted to bang a bunch of brides.
Sounds like it to me.
Why wouldn't you if you're king? Sure.
If you're king, yeah. They're your subjects. Maybe that's built into it, too. Maybe Drake's saying, I'm going to fuck your wives.
Exactly.
With this Nike clothing line.
Thing one.
This is the season preview, but this has been kind of dominating the Raptor talks the last week or so. We addressed it last week, but it's not going away. If anything, it picked up more heat, and that is that James Harden, apparently, the Raptors are one of the teams in consideration to land James Harden. And the back and forth, very polarizing.
Yes.
One of my old bosses would say in radio, very polarizing, that topic.
And those are good good radio topics, right?
Absolutely.
That's what we want.
You want to create conflict, get some people on either side.
A little back and forth.
And we even ran a poll on our Twitter account that got a ton of votes immediately. And I think the final split came down.
It was close.
51, let's just double check this right now. 53-47.
Wow.
Would you like James Harden on the Raptors? 53% said yes, he's a superstar. 47% said no, too much drama.
Hmm.
Has your mind swayed at all since the last podcast? You were completely on board.
Still on board. Let's go. Make it happen.
I don't know, man. I am. Obviously, if they traded for him, I would be so pumped. But then the other half of me is just like, but what? Like, he's clearly seems kind of like a diva, you know? And what's to say that's not going to continue here?
Okay. But didn't Kawhi kind of, like, weren't people saying, like, Kawhi was being a dick as well?
Mm-hmm. But then he left. That's what I mean.
Right.
So Harden could leave in 2 years, and we're just like, oh, we just
blew. Yeah, well, that's 2 years instead of the one, you know what I mean? Like,
just each time we get a franchise player for one more year longer?
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you this question. This is the temperature check, right? And this deal is not going to be enough to get the deal done. This is hypothetical here,
mm-hmm.
right? Would you trade Pascal Siakam for James Harden straight up?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Obviously. You'd have to.
That's what you got to ask yourself. So all this other rah, rah, rah. No, you would trade our superstar for James Harden. Our homemade home superstar. You would trade him for James Harden, right? So then what are we talking about?
Yeah. But like would you said, trade? That's not going to be enough, though.
No, so he won't. You know, picks and that's Masai's going to have to work his magic. I'm just saying that if you say yes to that question, it's a trade that if it's on the table, we should try to get a superstar.
I think so. But then also, the other half of me is like, man, everything's great right now. Like they just re-signed Anunoby and Pascal and VanVleet. All these guys are like homegrown dudes. Mm-hmm. Are getting paid. They're here for years to come. It's a bright future right now.
Mm-hmm. And is that future include a championship or lots of winning ball?
Definitely lots of winning.
Yeah, definitely lots of winning. And but we're used to that now. That's our culture.
Yes.
We win fucking games.
I think they're as likely to win in the playoffs with this lineup as if you flipped Harden with Siakam. How about that? I'll say that. You know what it is? It's like when an acquaintance you know has a smoking hot boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever you're into, and they're like, "No, dude, they're insane. Like, you can't. It doesn't matter how good looking they are. Like, I can't live with this person. I got to break up with them. It's crazy." And you're just like, "I might go after that." You know what I mean?
Right.
Meanwhile, you know they're ruining this person's, your acquaintance's lives.
Right.
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 Like, they're destroying it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, "I cannot live properly because of this." And you're like, "Yeah, but." You get to see them naked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
They're yours.
Yeah. You're that. The king, man.
Yeah, it's that dilemma. Like, do you want to go for the super hot person and be with them? And then in a year or two, you're just like, ugh, I got to get rid of this psycho, you know?
But this is also an indictment of Raptors, our brains. Like that don't scorn us. We have people that love us.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like we, these guys love us. They want to be here. How dare you scorn us?
But they're also good. They're better. Each one of them is better or has more potential than DeMar DeRozan. DeRozan was the first guy that was like, "I'll stay. I got us. I'm here."
Yeah.
But it was amazing. And we're just like, "Oh my god, this guy is really good." But now we've got three.
But you're telling me you wouldn't go back in time and do that exact trade? You wouldn't trade DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%. But right. I'm saying Siakam,
which is not a fair trade. We also got Danny fucking Green in that trade.
It was unbelievable. But like, I would say Siakam and Fred and OG all are or have the potential to be better than DeRozan.
But they don't have the potential to be better than James Harden.
No, definitely not.
Right.
But the three of them combined could win as many games as a Harden-led team, I think. That's what I'm saying. I'm sticking to that. That's my thing.
It would be like, okay, so we were, like, I know what you mean, but I would never say, like, we were a Kawhi-led team. Do you know what I mean? Kawhi was our best player.
Yeah.
But Kyle Lowry leads our team.
Yes.
Especially in the locker room, especially with Kawhi. Like, Kawhi's not, like, you know, well, you hear stories once in a while, he'll say some shit, like, "No, we're going to win all four, god damn it." And, like, you're like, yeah, it's when that quiet guy, like, "Oh, my God, yeah," right?
Yeah.
James Harden, like, I don't know what he's looking at fucking porn in the locker room. It don't matter. That guy's one of the best scorers in the history of the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you have a chance to get one of the best scorers in the history of the goddamn NBA, you should probably try to do that.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know. You got to.
That's just how I think. Like, if he's on the board, Masai's like, we're not going to get ripped off in the deal. He won't let it happen.
No, exactly. And that's the other thing, too, is people were, like, pundits were tweeting out that they thought, you know, it was going to be Siakam and this and this. I'm like, dude, you have no idea what it is.
No.
Toronto doesn't leak anything. Like, you don't know what it is.
That's right.
You don't know what they're talking about. And this is the other thing that I kind of, like, not took offense to, but a lot of people, mostly, I'm assuming, Americans, you know, on social media that are like, oh, he's not going to want to go to the strip clubs up there. I'm like, yo, the strip clubs up here are better than they are in America. And I'm not even a strip club guy. Like,
yeah.
But they're fully naked here in Toronto. Like, they don't wear anything. Yeah. There's no bottoms in Toronto. Yeah. For anyone listening outside of the GTA or Canada or whatever, strip clubs are we're doing fine strip club wise. All right. James Harden is going to be more than happy.
Yeah.
With the adult entertainment.
Dude, if he's not happy with the strip clubs in Houston, what makes you think like he'll be fine here? What are we talking about?
More than fine. Because I think it's almost every state. I don't know for sure, but the majority of states, you got to have bottoms.
Yes, I believe so.
At strip clubs. That's not
I think a lot of them you have to have pasties on too, right?
Well, listen, that's not how we roll.
No, full naked.
So you're telling me?
Have you guys ever been to Montreal?
Oh, my God.
You want to take James Harden to Montreal?
Come on.
Get that Hyperloop going 30 minutes there and back before practice?
Exactly.
Spend 100 fucking grand, come back?
So he could. There is the potential for him to be happy. And the more you're saying it, you're right. You're like one of the greatest scorers of all time. You got to try it. Who are we kidding? Okay. Yeah, you just swayed me just with that one statement. I'm in.
And like I'm not even, it might not even be Pascal, man. What if it's OG?
Very well could be. And he's got that bargain of a contract that somehow Masai Ujiri fleeced Clutch, which I didn't know that was even possible.
Dude, not even Rich Paul could get the best of Masai Ujiri.
Yeah. Like they must have just, yeah. He must do like some of that Star Wars, like
the Force shit?
The mind tricks. Yeah. Yeah, there's something going on there because he's 4 years at $72 million. That's fucking great.
I'm just saying, like, I will absolutely not be disappointed if we do not get. Let me make that clear.
Yeah, exactly.
I love our guys. I love the core of our goddamn guys with all my heart.
Agreed.
We've seen these kids literally grow up.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
If you could.
Yes, I would.
Thing two.
One last thing before we get to the season preview. Release the purple jerseys.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think of those?
I'm underwhelmed. I'm very underwhelmed.
Like, I feel like do you know what I mean? It's like they just got a template and are just filling in different colors.
Oh, yeah. We just put a fucking chevron on this bitch and send it out. Let's go. But I will say, like, I know as soon as I see them on TV, they're going to look amazing. Everything looks way better on TV.
It does. And all the pictures were released and it was just that mannequin.
Yeah, the weird.
I just thought there's more potential for something cooler.
Of course.
Than the purple and black chevron. But here we are.
I don't even know if it's the same goddamn purple we were. Like, I don't even.
It was the first time in a while that they've released a jersey, and I've just been like, ugh. Like, I wouldn't consider buying that.
I'm not buying that jersey.
Never consider buying that.
Yeah.
But like you said, once it's on TV, I'm sure it'll be fine.
And if we have a different floor. Because I will say the floor looks awesome in preseason with the two chevrons and the...
Yep. And they've really, really gone all in on the chevrons.
Yeah, they love the goddamn chevrons.
They love
man.
The chevron. Points north. And the chevron actually also promotes social distancing. Because when you drive up north on the 400, there are chevrons on the highway.
To show you how far back you are?
To distance you on the road.
Hmm.
So it's topical. Whoa. It's a lot of layers.
Maybe this is deeper than we thought.
Okay. This makes a lot of sense.
And maybe that purple is the color of the vaccine. Who knows? We don't know.
Right. It's a shout out to healthcare workers or something.
Yeah. There you go.
Anyway.
Or what's that dude's name? Grimace from McDonald's?
Yeah. How's he doing, by the way? Is he?
He's fucking, they chopped his body up and put him on a Raptors jersey.
He looks like he's prime for COVID. That's the thing. He's got, right?
He's got weight problems. He's got underlying conditions.
Oh, boy.
Diabetes.
Thoughts and prayers for Grimace.
Stay safe, man.
Thing three.
Season preview time. The Raptors, look pretty solid. I'm pretty happy coming into this season. Feeling confident.
I will say in that Miami game, you saw the difference between Marc Gasol and Serge Ibaka and Aaron Baines and Chris Boucher. That's all I'll say.
That's okay, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We knew it was going to happen. We weren't thinking that was a one-for-one replacement. That was a step back a bit. But this is going to be definitely a year to learn about what we got.
Yeah.
And to let guys grow. Yeah.
It's a development year.
Mm-hmm. Unless James Harden gets on this team and we're going for it all.
Start things off first of all. Where do you have the Raptors finishing in the Eastern Conference?
I have the Toronto Raptors finishing fourth in the East.
That's fair.
Fourth.
I said fifth.
Wow.
Yeah. And this the other thing, too, as I was thinking about this is on the way over here, is this is the first time I was like, oh, it's not in the bubble. Like, they're still traveling. Like, COVID could knock out an entire team and fuck everything up.
Yeah. God, I mean, knock on wood. But yes, absolutely. That is a cloud hanging over this season.
Okay. So you've got the Raptors fourth. I've got them fifth. So who are your top three teams in the East?
I'm going to go Nets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go Celtics.
Interesting. I went Nets as well, Bucks, Miami.
Heat, yeah.
And then Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Raptors.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. I was debating Celtics or Heat, but I think the Celtics young guys will take more steps than the Heat's young guys.
Okay.
And I'm just betting on Jason Tatum instead of Tyler Hero. That's all that is.
That's fair. And we both got Brooklyn on top.
Yes. That if those guys are healthy, it's a goddamn problem.
And it's funny because they are kind of the Nets feel like. It's like they're almost like the Eastern version of what the Clippers were last year.
Yeah.
It was like this awesome team. And then you just added essentially two superstars, even though Kyrie was there kind of last year. But I would take Kyrie and Durant over Paul George and Kawhi. I guess I would say that. And then, like, Caris LeVert is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so good. And now they've got Kevin Durant. Like, that's.
Yeah, even Spencer Dinwiddie can ball, man.
Like, like, they're so deep. They're so good. And Kevin Durant is just fucking amazing. So
is Kyrie. Kyrie is fucking amazing, too, man.
Exactly. Like, so. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, it feels like it has that vibe where it was like the Clippers last year and it was all this hype, but this time I'm just like, yeah, but if you had to bet, like,
but the, yeah, and
Kevin Durant is a great guy to bet on.
We got two proven, those guys are two proven guys.
Yeah.
Like, Kyrie and KD are proven when shit gets tough. They're winners, man. Like,
yeah.
You know, Kawhi's a winner, but Paul George is that's yet to be determined, right?
Exactly. And, you know, Steve Nash, like, obviously we all love Steve Nash, but then, like, D'Antoni's their offensive guy. Like, he's just an assistant coach, like D'Antoni. Like, he should be a head coach anywhere.
Yeah. And,
like, man. So they look like they could be for real.
Yeah, I don't think, like, you know, people are like, you know, Kyrie's a head case and KD's also fucking insane. But sometimes that's what you need, man. You need to be around another lunatic.
Yeah.
Like, they're just beautiful geniuses. Do you know what I mean? They're going to have quirks. They're going to have, when you're that good at something, you're, you know, something else has to give, right?
Like, exactly.
Your knowledge of science probably is not at the forefront of you being an amazing basketball player.
No. Fair. And then the Bucks, we both had it too. I feel like Giannis is going to come out even harder now that he's got this extension. Like, he's going to be like, oh, I got something to prove now, you know?
Yeah, that's the goddamn MVP, man. He's
right.
It's MVP for a reason. He's dominant on both sides of the ball, and yeah. I just think KD's better, and that's why I got them one ahead.
Agreed. Now, so did you had Miami?
I had Celtics, and then
Toronto, and then Miami?
And then Miami, yeah.
Okay, and then who are your bottom three?
My bottom three? Oh, God. My bottom ones are going to be Philly.
Yep, I have them at six as well.
And then I'm going to go the Hawks.
Me too. Got them
at
seven.
Wow, buddy, yeah.
Buddy.
Trae Young stepping up.
Yep. They got a nice team, man. the Hawks do.
They got some guys.
Buddy, they're going to be okay.
They got the... I like Clint Capella, too, a lot, yeah. Man. I think he's awesome. And then I'm going to go the Wizards.
Buddy, me too.
Whoa, there it is.
Come on. Almost the exact same. Top eight.
And then who do you have fighting to get in there? You got to do nine, I think, this year.
I mean, I guess just off, like, probably Charlotte, I would think.
Yeah, buddy. LaMelo, let's go.
Yeah.
I'm all in. Let's go.
Okay.
Charlotte, right. Nine.
That's it. All right. And then once the playoffs start, who knows? But you've got the Raps at four. I've got them at five. Some looks at what outsiders are saying. In Vegas, the odds for the Raptors to win the title, this is in the East, to win the title, they're seventh behind the Lakers, Clippers, Bucks, Nets, Celtics, and Heat. The Sporting News picked the Raptors to finish sixth. Hoops Hype picked them to finish sixth. And DraftKings, finished sixth. So, obviously, 6 and 7 is where the betting money is happening right now. We've got 5 and 4. I'll take our money. How about that?
There you go.
We know some things.
We know what's going on.
Thing four.
Team awards. So we'll apply each regular season award to the Raptors. We're gonna nail this. MVP. Who is your Raptors MVP?
I think this goes without saying. It's going to be Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the one, because I was like, man, when I was thinking about this, I was like, that is too obvious. But the thing, we talked about this earlier, that I really loved about the Celtics playoff series, even though it was arguably the most frustrating series as a Raptors fan in the history of Raptors basketball playoffs.
Yeah.
But that said, the rest of the league took note that Kyle Lowry was actually good.
Mm-hmm.
And other players were tweeting about it, and it was just like, yeah, he's been doing this for years, but thanks for noticing now. But I feel like now that he's just kind of, he's on everyone's radar, he's on the map somehow just by losing a second round series, it's just going to elevate him that much more.
And he's like, dude, it's so beautiful to watch this guy like congratulate, like he wrote about OG's extension. He's like, oh, my young pups.
Oh, man.
Glad to see y'all getting money. He's just settled into this role where he like, it is what it is, dude. I'm a bad man, bro. I don't care if you don't know who I am. I'll show you what I do, though.
Exactly. And I, like we said last week, unless he says I would like to go to this team to try and win, I hope he stays here forever and they just keep giving him 1 year.
$30 million
deals.
Every year.
Most improved player.
I mean, I guess the easy answer is OG, but I'm not going to pick OG.
A lot of pundits around the NBA picked him to win the league most improved player.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. He definitely has a chance. I mean, he had a shot last year too, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going Matt Thomas, baby.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm going Matt Thomas because Nicky Nurse said he's going to have a defined role on this team this year.
Wow.
And we're going to see some buckets, baby.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Didn't see that coming. I like it. I'm going to go Boucher.
Whoa. Buddy. I didn't see that coming.
This guy just gets so overlooked because he's so skinny.
Yeah.
Like, it's just because he's skinny. Like, the man won the defensive player of the league, or defensive player of the year and MVP of the G League.
Mm-hmm.
He won both of them.
And because he's skinny,
no one gives him respect.
I mean, because he gets chucked around a little
sometimes. But he was hitting threes in preseason.
Oh, yeah. The stroke looked good,
Come on.
I mean, the kid's not scared to shoot it.
Like, he's not scared.
He will come in and fire away.
And he's going to get minutes, and he's going to get his chance this year. And I'm all in on Chris Boucher.
Love that pick, buddy. Love it.
Defensive player of the year.
I think this one's easy, right? We're going OG. I'm going OG, defensive player of the year.
Okay. I'm going to stick with my man Boucher, all right?
Whoa.
Yeah, come on. Just like the G League.
Whoa. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Buddy, the faith in a goddamn dishwasher from St. Hubert is strong. I love it.
He's absolutely... This is the guy I'm investing in.
This made my Christmas. You're going to pick Boucher twice in this.
Buddy, I will eat a bucket of St. Hubert chicken if he does this, all right? I will go to Quebec. And you know what's fucked? As soon as you cross the border when you're driving to Quebec, there's a St. Hubert.
There's one right there.
Immediately on the right-hand side. Like
it's like they're en route. So
yeah,
like
100%.
We got Wendy's. No. St. Hubert.
So there we go. So Lowry, we both agree for the MVP. Most improved. You got Matt Thomas, which is...
Oh, yeah, baby.
That is out of left field. Chris Boucher, and then defensive OG, and I've got Boucher. Six men?
I'm going Matt Thomas, baby.
This is...
I'm going Matt Thomas. Hey, man, if he's most improved,
he'll
that's his role. He's going to take over fucking Norman, six man.
Wow.
And he's winning it.
I was just, you know, Googling a bunch of preseason stuff, and there were a couple, not a lot, but a couple pundits that picked Norm to win six man.
Wow.
Of the year. Yeah. So I'm gonna go with it. I'm going to go with Norm.
Go with Norm?
Norm Powell. So.
Bow-legged assassin?
Yeah. Why not? Honestly, part of me almost just took Malachi Flynn, but I'm not going to get that crazy.
I was going to say that, but I'm like, let's be realistic and pick Matt Thomas.
The only thing I think slowing down Flynn's chances are the minutes, mm-hmm. because he's going to be behind the two, you know.
Yeah. And perhaps a certain initialed and numbered name as well.
Who?
Terrence Davis.
Do you still think he's going to still be there?
He's playing tomorrow. He's playing tomorrow.
So fucked.
I'm pretty sure his court date is the next day, but he is playing, yes. Anyhow.
Ugh.
Boo.
Really is a boo.
Hey, mister. Thing five.
Take a look at the Western standings now.
Oh, Lord.
Which was much more challenging to put together. Other than the fact that, I mean, I think, well, who do you have as your top three Western teams? Let's start there.
Okay.
I guess.
My top three, I'm going Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Clippers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I am going Mavericks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
Wow. Psycho. All yep. right. Holy Lord. Okay.
Went nuts.
You're insane. Okay. I'm going Lakers as well. Nuggets, I've got in at number two.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, okay. I don't think we all remember that Jamal Murray performance in the bubble.
Oh, I remember. I got the Nuggets right behind Dallas.
Okay, so I've got Lakers, Nuggets, and then Clippers third. And I had this, like, sort of realization the other day. The Lakers are, like, they got better.
Yes.
This is his shot at a three-peat. Think about that. And it's realistic. Like, it's possible.
Yeah, and how many total rings will that put him?
Two in Miami, one in Cleveland, one in the Lakers. No, I put him at seven. No.
No.
Six.
Yeah.
So then he'd tie MJ. And he'd have a three-peat.
Wait, how many rings does fucking LeBron have?
Two in Miami.
Two, Cleveland.
Cleveland.
That's three.
Lakers.
Four. So this would be five.
Right, so two more in the Lakers. Like a three-peat, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, at the end of that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We fucked that up. That's my bad.
Think about that, because Anthony Davis is in his prime. He's obviously fine.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron is still goddamn amazing somehow. The guy doesn't age.
Yeah.
And now they added Harrell. They added Gasol, who's better than JaVale McGee.
Mm-hmm. They've got to be favorites, right, to win?
Have to be. Yeah. They are in Vegas.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I think everyone's picking them because I think it seems like the obvious, but I mean, they don't, I don't know, barring a massive injury.
Sometimes obvious is what it is. It is obvious because they're the better team.
Right. And then the rest of the West is just kind of a logjam of great fucking teams. And you have the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah. Luka, man.
Did you see how fat Luka came back?
I did not. I have not seen the Mavericks play in preseason.
He spent some time eating and drinking in the offseason.
It's okay.
I'll tell you that right now.
It's all right.
I'll tell you that right now. And then Porzingis is out probably for the year, right? But you're still...
Oh, God, I forgot Porzingis is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I can't renege on what I say.
Listen,
Luka, baby, come on.
Take him to the promised land. Okay.
Rick Carlisle, the genius.
Clippers, we both got in the top three. Okay. So then what about four, five, and six?
Now we have problems.
What are you doing here?
I'm going Utah.
I have them four, too.
I'm going Golden State.
Okay.
I'm going the Portland Trailblazers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I have Utah as well at four. I have Portland at five.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, and then Houston at six. Portland, though, Nurkic is back for a full year. They still got Melo, which I like.
They got Enes Kanter off the bench again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Covington is
yep.
there as well. And I picked Dame first overall in my fantasy pool, so he's got to deliver. That's the way it's going
to work. And the thing about Dame is if he's healthy, he fucking delivers, dude. That's one great thing about Dame.
Did you see there was, like, during the last couple months, the one video went like kind of viral where he was just sitting at half court, like that was his, where he was taking reps for threes was half court.
Oh, yeah.
In his practice gym, and he's just like five in a row or
yeah.
something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember like I watched him on some sort of podcast because that kind of just started happening maybe like 3-4 years ago where you would just see that was like a given thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're like, you weren't even shocked. You're like, oh, it's from deep, but you're like, you kind of expected it. And it was kind of like Terry Sotts just said, fucking do it, man. Cause he would always, he's like, I always was doing it.
Right.
Because it's an easy way to, you know, get a shot off without having defense in your.
Yeah. No, yeah, man. I'm in. I got Portland at 5. You got him at 6. I got Houston at 6. The team's good, man. No matter how.
Why are they good, Barry?
Well, they got.
Who's on their team that makes them really good?
I mean, they do. Speaking of eating and drinking in the offseason, did you see that pic of Harden?
Yeah, that's just a bad angle, though, man. The guy, does not really look like that. It's a bad angle.
Did you see that Rick Ross started trending, though, that picture came out? That's pretty great.
I did, yeah.
But they've got Boogie, and they've got, obviously, John Wall.
They got John Wall.
They're going to be okay.
They're going to be good, man. That's like Wall, Harden, and Boogie. Like we're saying health.
Yeah.
Assuming everyone's healthy.
Assumed, yeah.
That's a fucking wicked team.
Yeah. And then 7, I have the Warriors. 8, the Phoenix Suns.
Me too.
Really? I like it.
Phoenix Suns, buddy.
And then I have on the outside, I have Dallas. I have the Mavericks, 9.
I got San Antonio.
Look at this fucking
I got
guy.
San Antonio, buddy.
What world? What have you been smoking?
I'm telling you, man. Watch. Dude, last year was an anomaly. Because that what was last year the first time they didn't make the playoffs?
Didn't, yeah. Since whatever.
And they had injuries and stuff. So I'm like, if they stay healthy.
DeRozan's in a contract year. That's good.
There you go.
LaMarcus Aldridge is old.
Derek White got paid $1 million more than OG, so they believe in, they see something in him that,
yeah.
And he's good. He is good.
No, he is good. Yeah, he is good. I could not believe, again, not to keep dwelling on this, but that OG contract, I was like, how did he do this? Like,
how is it so cheap?
Yeah. Like, I was like, cause I was listening to Sirius XM and they're going through all the players that were like, had to sign by whatever it was, 6 o'clock or something. And they're like, there was like OG, and I think White and one other guy, they're like, if these guys like go off this year, someone's going to offer them close to max money just because they're young and they're going to have career years.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. And then freaking 4 years, 70, whatever it is, $2 million. Unreal.
Yep. Thank you, Masai.
Unfreaking believable.
So who's on your bubble again? Sorry.
So I got 7, 8, 9. I have Warriors, Phoenix, Dallas.
So Dallas is outside looking in for that play-in role.
You've got San Antonio.
I got San Antonio, but this is where we're both fucking up, because we're not really giving Memphis, we're not giving Ja the respect. Well, but hold on a second. Is Jaren Jackson Jr. hurt? He will not be ready for the start of the season. Left knee injury. I don't know.
Oh yeah, that's right.
What? How bad that knee? Like, if that's an ACL or what? Or hopefully, just a meniscus and it's easy. But yeah. So, and that kid is amazing.
That Memphis team, you're right. I actually kind of did sort of forget.
The West is tough, man.
It really is.
What do you want from us? God damn it!
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like all these pundits like go off and like give all these theories. They don't know shit. At least we acknowledge we don't know shit.
Yeah, yeah. We're telling you guys. We're like just fans. This is only eye test, guys.
Oh god, yeah.
We do not dive into the analytics, nor do I care to. I can watch basketball and tell you who's doing good and who's not.
Exactly.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Thing 7? Not yet. No. Only 6.
League awards. Let's do this. First and foremost, who is your MVP?
My MVP. Oh, I can't do a tie, eh? I gotta be definitive.
You know what? Do 1A, 1B.
Okay. 1A is Kevin Durant.
Makes sense.
1B is Steph Curry.
I could see that too.
I just think that both these guys watched a fucking year of basketball where people legitimately forgot who they were.
Yeah.
Like, the people saying, like, Dame, oh, Dame shoots from here like nobody else. I'm like, hey, guys, can we, what are we talking about right now, man?
Yeah. Okay, well, speaking of that, Dame was actually my pick.
MVP?
For MVP, yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
And again, it is heavily influenced by the fact that he was my first overall pick in fantasy. Yeah. But I was the fifth pick. What are you going to do?
Also, I don't know if you, Dame's got some sick shoes, man.
He's Adidas.
He is Adidas, yes. Which is not my favorite brand, but he put out his new shoe. I think they're the Dame 7s or Dame 8s, maybe Dame 8s.
Okay.
And they're in Ric Flair colorways. And I'm going to show you them right now. Look at those bad boys in the top there.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it feels like that changed your fucking MVP pick right there.
You know what? He's the MVP of basketball, not shoe design. If not, I would say, see, this is the other thing that's fucked is like all the load management that goes on now, especially with this schedule this year, there are a ton of back-to-backs. So it's like,
is
LeBron going
to
play?
If there's a national game, you get fined if you don't have a reason to sit.
That's great.
That's what we put in, Mr. Silver put in this year.
That's great.
Yeah.
As he should.
And LeBron has always said that, like, he's like, I came to play, dude. Like,
yeah. That's why he's my 1B, I would say, is LeBron James.
Yeah.
And we brought this up a couple years ago, and I think this really, the league should look into this, is that if you do load manage a game, you should have to get one of those pineapple glasses with the big pink umbrella out of it, and you have to hold it
the entire time
you're on the bench.
Yes.
You have to say, I'm on vacation right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm load managing. This is my drink.
Pina colada.
Out of a pineapple.
Yeah.
Just so we know.
Yeah. We don't have to assume why. Just we see the umbrella and we're like, okay, this guy.
Perfect.
This guy's taking a rest.
Yeah. Who is your defensive player of the year?
I'm giving it to AD. I think just the narrative that they were pushing last year about how he should have won it, blah, 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 which, you know, that's a whole nother debate. But I think they'll come around and give it to him this year.
I'll agree with that.
Like the league likes when the Lakers are doing good shit, right? So they're gonna give one of those guys something.
David Stern, when asked what his dream NBA Finals matchup would be, he said Lakers versus Lakers.
That's hilarious.
Most improved player.
Matt Thomas across the board now. most improved player, Lonzo Ball.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Lonzo Ball, he did not sign an extension. Betting on himself, baby.
Contract years are always good.
Yeah.
Good years for most improved.
I'm going Lonzo Ball.
As I said, there were multiple people I saw online that picked Ananobi, which is nice. You know what? You know who I'm going to say? RJ Barrett.
Oh, that's just give me my money now, buddy. We're not even betting, but that's not happening.
RJ Barrett.
God bless you, man.
Listen, just before we started recording this podcast, the NBA tweeted out that Canada, for the seventh year in a row, has provided the most international players behind America. RJ Barrett is one of said players.
Mm-hmm.
And,
he's not first on the list, though.
No, he is. He is in New York. He's going to get a lot of minutes, and I really like that kid they drafted.
I'll be Toppin,
right? His highlight package is quite nasty.
He looks good. I also like their other rookie that they got. He looks wicked too, man. Also, amazing name. His name is Emmanuel Quickly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Those names are great, regardless, but I'm going to say I like that RJ's surrounded with a couple guys that are going to take some of the spotlight off him, and he's going to become the most improved player.
Or Tom Thibodeau will run him into the goddamn ground.
He'll break him mentally, and he'll never play basketball again.
Yeah.
Going to be fun to watch.
Either way.
Speaking of Tom Thibodeau, do you have a selection for Coach of the Year?
Yes, I do. He's one of our very own, Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse will be Coach of the Year
back to back.
He'll again exceed all his bullshit expectations. He'll have schemes that the league has never seen. He'll find another Hubie Brown DVD.
Okay.
Pump that in, and I'm going Nicky Nurse.
All right, I'm just a fan of this person as a person, as a human being, but I also think he's a great coach, and he's a hell of a dribbler. Stan Van Gundy.
Whoa!
Stan Van in New Orleans is going to be so much fun. I think that team's going to be fun to watch. Stan Van, I don't know if you follow him on Twitter. It's one of the best Twitter follows out there.
He's great.
And, yeah, he's my pick for Coach of the Year because he's also a great human being.
Love Stan.
Yeah.
And so. There you go, man. And we'll be giving Lonzo the keys.
Yeah. Okay. Is that everyone we did? Most improved defensive MVP. Oh, six man. Who do we want?
Six man of the year. Good God. That's going to be something. You know what? I'm going to get crazy. Carmelo Anthony.
That's actually, I like that.
I think Carmelo is going to buy into, you know, he's at that point where he's like, I'm going to do whatever's best for the team.
Yep.
And they think he goes first man off the bench.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to go, because I think he said he's going to play off the bench. Michael Porter Jr. That's my pick for sixth man of the year because he has said that he'll come off the bench. He wants the touches, so he's going to go off when he is on the floor.
Yeah.
So.
And he's an amazing offensive player, man. We saw a little bit of that in the ball. He can't defend where it's a shit, but you know, he didn't. This is his first taste of the NBA, man. He'll get better.
Yeah. Before we go, though, and I mean, this is really arguably the most important prediction for Raptors fans, anyway, is who's going to take the reins of the GoDaddy commercials?
I think it's going to be OG, man.
God, I hope not.
I know, me too. But I just feel like it's going to be him, man. Like, you know, he's got the new paycheck.
Hmm.
They're like, okay, we got to start, you know, diversifying our portfolio here, get you some real right. money outside. I'm sure you're not making that much fucking money from GoDaddy, but
yeah,
it's just, you know, that GoDaddy is a springboard to Osmos, and that Osmos is a springboard to Canadian Tire, and then, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think Clutch Sports is going to start turning OG into a goddamn star, baby.
Okay. Osmos, by the way, had a great offseason, because Van Vliet stayed and obviously Norm isn't.
Yeah, they
so
did.
They're locked down. That's good. Good for Osmos.
Last time I ate Osmos, I had horrible diarrhea. So fuck Osmos.
Wow.
Yeah, ruined me.
You know what? Because GoDaddy is clearly aware that there is a GoDaddy curse, right? Like that was undeniable. The run that had.
It was like 4 years straight, for God's sakes.
And I think they're gonna go off the board and something that they can't potentially fuck up that will impact the team. I think they're going to go Matt Devlin.
Whoa.
Yeah. I see a GoDaddy, Matt Devlin, something. Maybe he's got a hockey card collection, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, his son's a really good hockey player, apparently.
Yeah, he was drafted or something.
I think so, yeah. Or he's in college or something, yeah.
So I'm going to go Matty D. I was thinking Jack Armstrong, but Jack's only on the TSN broadcast,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're alienated half.
Right. You need a guy with the crossover to both.
Yes, yeah, which is the Matt Devlin guarantee. There.
Can I float this idea? You just because it was Muggsy.
Yep.
And I do like the idea that GoDaddy is aware that they're fucking ruining our team, so they're gonna stay away from players.
Yeah.
And if they do stay away from players, current players.
Yes.
Junkyard Dog.
Ooh.
Like that. That's
very
a,
marketable.
Right?
Yes.
It's easy.
Maybe as a pet grooming service.
Dog walking business.
Dog walking, that's makes a lot of sense.
Dog boarding.
Boarding.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Send us a check, GoDaddy.
That's really good. Is Primo Pasta ever going to come back, by the way, or are they just...
I don't think they're going to... Primo still exists, right? You can still go buy that sauce.
You better believe it.
And some,
it's not a bad sauce.
I'm not mad at it, dude.
A bad sauce.
When you're lazy and you don't want to... Blend tomatoes and me.
Crack
if you don't know what the fuck you're doing in the kitchen, listen, cracking open a can of Primo.
Did you actually, speaking of Bargnani, when a couple weeks ago, Kenyon Martin went off about how soft the NBA is now?
Mm.
And he said specifically, he's like, if Andrea Bargnani were playing in today's NBA, he'd be better. He'd be an all-star. He's like, but we beat the shit out of that guy. And it basically ran him out of the league.
I probably agree, to be honest with you. Like, yeah.
But it, oh no, you know what it was? It was because it was after the Nate Robinson getting knocked out, and then Kenyon Martin was one of the few dudes that could fight.
Yeah.
And he was just like, he's like, yeah, of course he got knocked out. Like, NBA players can't fight. He's like, they all talk smack on the floor and everything, but he's like, you know, there's like James Johnson and Serge Ibaka, and he's like, and when I was playing, I could hurt people, kind of thing. But he's like, no one else could fight.
Yeah.
And then he went on, and he's just like, he's like, the league is so soft now. He's like, and he's, but he's specifically, the only guy he brought up, he's like, if Andrea Bargnani was playing right now, he'd be an all-star. But he's like, but we beat the shit out of him when he played and basically ruined his career.
Dude, if you imagine you're getting a fucking elbow in your sternum every time you go down the thing from Kenyon Martin.
Yeah.
What are you gonna make fun of his lipstick tattoo? You can beat the shit out of you, dude.
You
go.
Just came from the Euro League where it's like all passing and chucking up, you know, like ball movement and stuff. And
this is not what I thought. where is Pablo Prigioni? I need you, buddy. I gotta get out of here. I do not like this league.
Yeah, exactly. It was just nice to hear Bargnani discussed in NBA circles again. Really,
I still think like one of the best. I think we covered this last year on our podcast, but one of the greatest things was finding Andrea Bargnani on Instagram. And his bio never said NBA player.
Nah.
It was like DJ. Like, it was so weird.
Yeah. I had a lot of faith in that guy, man.
We all did. That was a dark time for us. And
I was all in on Bargnani.
Look at us now. We're arguing about if we're going to trade for James Harden or not.
Right?
Good Lord.
How far we've come. Real quick before we go, got a quick shout out. And this one goes out to our buddy Dylan Gott, who is a comedian based here in Toronto. He's also an expecting father, by the way.
Yeah. It's going to be soon to be Papa Gott.
Yeah. He and
an amazing comedian. You guys should check out Dylan's album, Dr. Plop.
Yeah, he's a very funny man.
He's hilarious, man.
Dylan Gott, G-O-T-T. Hilarious dude. Big basketball fan, though, and he's just got a brand new podcast he's launching. It's called Remarkable Teams, and it's about the best, worst, and most memorable pro sports teams of all time. First two episodes are about the winless 2008 Detroit Lions and the 95 Seattle Mariners, Seattle's first ever playoff team. So you can find it on Spotify, Google, all that stuff. It's called Remarkable Teams. Dylan Gott, check out his stand-up. Check out that podcast. Shout out to that guy.
Shout out to Dylan Gott.
It's a pretty good season preview, I think.
I think so, too.
I think we previewed the shit out of that season.
Did everything we thought of.
Love it.
Did the best we could. Ladies and gentlemen, basketball is back.
Pretty excited.
Pretty pumped, man.
Cannot wait.
Normally this would be our Christmas episode, and we'd be at the North Pole.
That's right. That's right.
But, you know, we can't go to the North Pole right now. Everything's closed. No. So we don't want to get Santa sick.
Exactly. Socially distanced.
Get those chevrons up for Santa. Let's do it.
Let's go Raptors.